Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Zavachim Pei Hei, Zavachim 85B, pagination is 170. We'll start at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the page, about 9 lines up. We've been learning a unique rule that something that's pasul, if it's brought up on the Mizbeach, would remain and would be brought as a karbon. This is based on the statements in the Torah, Kol Hanogea b'Mizbeach Yikdosh, anything that touches the Mizbeach shall be sanctified, and Hi Ha'ola, this is something that goes up on the Mizbeach. But what we learn in today's Mishnah is that this is only for things that normally would go up on the Mizbeach, but because they're pasul, this particular animal was worshipped. But it's the type of animal, it's the appearance of that meat or limbs or whatever it is that would normally go up on the Mizbeach. If, however, you have something that's totally inappropriate for the Mizbeach, it's meat from a karbon that's meant to be eaten. It's not meant to go on the Mizbeach. Or it's flour, different things Mishnah will mention, then, as the Mishnah begins, ve'elu im olu yerdu. These are things that even if they went up, they should be taken down. Now, in the world of Tamei HaMitzvahs, of trying to find insight into why the law is like this, we could perhaps suggest that when something goes up and it's a look-alike, it's part of a carbon ola, it normally would be brought, but now we get information that the animal was worshipped. So on such a thing, it perhaps is viewed as disrespectful to remove it. Now that it's nogeya b'mizbeach, it stays. It looks the same. It's the same item that would be normally brought, just that in this case, it happens to be pasul. But if this particular item never goes up, then it's clearly a mistake, and there's no disrespect, we can suggest, in removing it. We do have to be careful to recognize that sometimes you'll have meat from a carbon ola, that part of the animal, and it is going up on the Mizbeach, and you'll have the same part of the animal, but it's a carbon chatos, and it's meant to be eaten, and it's never meant to be brought up on the Mizbeach. And this rule would have to be applied appropriately. So the statement of the Mishnah is, Ve'elu im olur yerdu. These are things that if they went up, would be brought down. Basar kodshei kadoshim, the meat of the high level of kodshim, if it's a karbon, that its meat is not supposed to be brought up on the Mizbeach, such as a chatos and an asham. Ubasar kodshim kalim, and meat from kodshim kalim, which is the lesser level of kodshim by karbonos, like a shlamim, for example. Umoser ha'omer, and the leftover of the carbon omer, ushtei halechem, the two loaves, velechem haponim, the showbreads from the shulchan, ushiyari minachos, and the leftover of a carbon mincha, vaketores, and ketores, if it was brought on the outer mizbeach, the larger mizbeach, that's not its place. Its place is by the inner mizbeach. Veatzemer sheberoshei kivosim, and the wool that's on the head of the lambs, v'seyar shabizikan hatiyashim, and the hair that's on, like the beard of the he-goats, v'atzamos, and bones, v'agidim, sinews, v'akarnayim, the horns, v'atalafim, and hooves, v'zman sheim mechuborim yalu. These things, if they're attached, then they go up, because they're part of the part of the animal that's being brought on the Mizbeach. You have a carbon ola, the part of the animal, the head is being brought up, So if these things are still attached to the head, then they get burnt together on the Mizbeach. Shenema v'ikter ha-kohen es ha-kol. The Kohen should bring everything as part of the Korban onto the Mizbeach, but these last things, the tsemer, the wool that's on the head of the lamb and on, pirshu, if they got detached, lo yalu, they don't go up in and of themselves, and they would be considered olu yerdu, things that go up that are brought back down because they're not appropriate. Pirshu lo yalu, if they got detached, they do not go up. Shenemar v'yosisa olosecha basar v'hadam. There are cases where the korban ola is only just the flesh and the blood, and that would be the case where it got detached, and therefore, in and of itself, these things do not go up. So our Mishnah's construct is a bit interesting, that it starts off im olu yerdu. Here are examples of things that if they went up, they would be brought back down. The lechem haponim doesn't belong there. It's supposed to be distributed to the kohanim. And then the second part of the Mishnah is also a list of im olu yerdu, if they were detached, but the Mishnah first explains that in the normal case, they're brought up and they remain up. The wool that's on the head of the animal, while it's still attached to the head, which is going to be brought, goes up. Bizman she mechubarim yalu. And then we circle back to the theme of the Mishnah, which is, but if it were to be detached, it would be another set of examples of im olu yerdu. They go up, they come down, because there's no reason for them to be up there. It's only when they're attached that they're included. The Rambam in Psulei HaMakdashim Gimel Tes Zayin presents the halachas of this Mishnah, the two parts of the Mishnah, in a very straightforward way. He presents kol she'eino ra'uy le'ishim, anything that's not fitting for the fire of the Mizbeach, even if it goes up, it's going to be brought down. Again, to review, it's only something that normally would go up, but happens to be pasul. But if it's not fitting, it doesn't go up, and if it went up, you take it down. And the Rambam continues, and likewise, bizman she'eino mechubarim, these other types of things, if they're not attached, they're also included in this category, im olu yerdu, if they went up, they would be brought down. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.